Yes, sir.
Yep.
We're live? We're actually not live, we're just recorded. Okay. Rebosai, let's go. Says the mission of Dal Rav Beis, Ho Rav Beis Din, middle of Dal Rav Beis, V'yoda Echarim She'tov V'omrelem Tom Atem. Okay, that part of the Mishnah we already discussed when we were in the Gemara and Dav Gimel Rav Beis, so we're not going to repeat that. Oh, Shalohaya Mufla Shal Beis Din Sham. The Mufla Shal Beis Din was not there. Mufla Shal Beis Din somehow means the highest judge in Beis Din. The Balei Tosfos point out many places in Shas, although not here, that in some sugyas in Shas, Mufla just means qualified to be on the Beis Din. But over here, Mufla Shal Beis Din clearly means the highest judge of the Beis Din. It was not there. We'll specify more later. Oh, Shahaya Yechman Gero Mamzer on a Sin of Zokin Shlo Roy Banim. Or one of the Yanim was Pasol. He was either a Ger or a Mamzer or an Asin, which is a descendant of the Gavonim, or not clear what the exact Yerse is. Definitely something about Zaking, something with the word Reish Aleph, and something about Bunim, right? Zaking, either She or Vi or O, and Lo, either Ra'a or Ro'oile Bunim. Okay, we'll come back to that. Hareze Potter. In any of these cases, the Beis Din is Potter than the Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur. Shenemar Kan Eda, Venemar Halon Eda. It says Eda over here by Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur. V'im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. More vanilla, I'm done with Ha'eda. And it says, by a bezdin of Dini Nefashos Eda. Shaftu Ha'eda, Vihitzilu Ha'eda, which is the source, if you add a few more steps, in the beginning of the Sanhedrin of 23, for what we call Sanhedrin Ketana, that judge Dini Nefashos, Ma'eda, Mor Lahalim Kulim Ruin Lohra, just like the Eda of the bezdin of 23, they all have to be Ruin Lohra, meaning to exclude this last phrase, Ger, Mamzer, Nesin, Zakin, etc. Av Eda, Mor Akan, that you Kulim Ruin Lohra. We learn that through a Zereshama. Great. Okay, now we have to analyze each of these things. Let's take them one step at a time. Mufla Shel Beis Din. So the first problem that bothered all of the Rishonim was, or starting with Rashi, was, hold on a second. It's clear that if one of them is missing, it's no good. That we had on the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis, right? Tosos here seems to perhaps say that maybe he didn't have that Gerson. He wonders where he got it from. Not everyone has the Gerson of Gimel and Beis, that at the very least, we saw many different shots about that Gerson meant. But at the very least, it means, you need all 71. If you're missing any of them, then it's not a Hara, it's not a Bezna Gadol. If you don't have the number, it's not a Bezna Gadol. So what's the Chiddush of the Mufla wasn't there? If any of them isn't there, that it's not a valid hora. That's already what Rashi asks and all the other Rishonin. Okay, Rashi gives two or three answers to this. If you look, it's not so clear, says Rashi. Afagav lo hayavin Sanhedrin atzvan. Di'i lo hayavin Sanhedrin atzvan. Afilu katan shibakul lo hayu shalom habi ra. Even though he's not one of the number of the Sanhedrin, if he'd be one of the 71, even if the lowest judge wasn't there, then it wouldn't be a real hora, it wouldn't be a chayav par. Kedamar l'kam im kol adas isu l'kulos on hedjer havi rabi lo that you need all of them. V'ikal meimar. Okay, it's not clear whether he already gave one answer and then gives another two more, or whether he's just introducing these two answers. But let's see exactly what's the case when the mufla's not there, but just technically. It has to be a case where the mufla is not there, but the requisite quorum is there, but they have the right number. So they didn't have the right number, then if anyone's missing, it's no good. So what is the case where mufla is absent, but they still have the full number of dayanim? So here, Tosos Sanhedrin says something a little radical. Says Tosos in Sanhedrin, he puts two and two together. There's a machlokus in Sanhedrin in the first parak. How many dayanim are in the Beis Din of Gadol? We're used to the idea of 71. Why 71? Because in Parsha Baloscha, Hashem tells Moshe, bring another 70 with you. 70 plus Moshe is 71. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's only 70. Only 70. Like the people Moshe appointed. The Beis Din of Gadol is only 70. And then there's another line in the Gemara there, which says, not necessarily directly connected, Echa Memuna al Kulan. Echad b'muna kulam, big machlokes Rishonim, what it means, it could be a gazillion different things, and all different parts of Sanhedrin. Tosa says, no, that's Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying there's only 70, but 70 plus Moshe, there's 70 plus Moshe. Of course you need 70 plus Moshe, just the 70 count, and Moshe doesn't count as one of the number. And he says, that's exactly what's going on here. Says Tosa, that's Mufla Shabezdin. It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the head of the Bezdin, the Nasi, does not count towards the number. So, says Tosfos, that, no, this is only Lishitas Rab Yehuda, that the number is 70, and the mufla is necessary, but not one of the 70. Says Tosfos, okay, you only need 70 according to Rabbi Yehuda, but you need 70 plus Echemun al Kula in Tosfos' shot. Plus a mufla, there's two separate jobs. There's a Hendrik and all of 70. There's a Xeris Gus of Echemun al Kula, you also need a mufla, just like you need Moshe plus 70. And therefore, if the mufla is gone, they still have the requisite number. And therefore, you need Tisha Chiddush, even though they have a requisite number, the mufla is gone. Everyone else disagrees, right? Everyone else disagrees. Shar Rishonim say, nope, this is Lefi Chachamim. And the case is that the Mufla is missing all the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the everyone says, but you still have 71. The Mufla is missing, but you still have 71. How could the Mufla be missing and still have 71? So here also we have a Machlokas Rishonim, between the Piskei Rid and the basically all the other Rishonim, says the Piskei Rid a tremendous chiddush, a structural chiddush. He says the mufla was never a member of the Bezdin. The mufla was never a member of the Bezdin. The mufla being the Gadol Shem Kulam, the Gadol Ador, let's call it. The Gadol Ador is never a member of the Bezdin. Why was the Gadol Ador never a member of the Bezdin? Because you can't argue with him. And therefore they wouldn't be able to debate. And therefore, says the Tosfos of the Piskei Rid, a tremendous chiddush, based on our sugya. The Bezdin HaGadol was always 71, besides the Gadol Ador. He was number 72. Tremendous chiddush. The Gadol Ador was puzzled to be in the Sanhedrin, as it were. And therefore, it makes sense. You have all 71. If you're missing one of the 71, obviously you're no power. The Mishnah Chadish, even if you have all 71, but you don't have the mufla is also necessary. And what's his raya? His raya is the Mishnah beginning of Zvachim, which says, Mekovel ani mipi, shiv mishtayim zekeinu b'yom shiv shivus Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I think. How are there 72 zekeinim? Could you say random? There have to be 72 zekeinim at a certain time. He says, no, there are only 72 zekeinim. There's the gadol plus the mufla. So here he says a big chiddush. Says the Rid, he says, the mufla was never part of the Ayin Aleph Daimi based in Agadol. Why would that be? Why would you not appoint the greatest rabbi to the Bezdin Agadol? Seems perverse. He says, because of the problem that they couldn't argue on him. And even though we know from Masechet Sanhedrin that they deal with that problem by having the younger or the less, you know, the smaller stature Dayanim talk first, etc. But nonetheless, that's what he says. He says, Shamufla Hayiminam Cheshvon Kadeshul Yachlikwal Rabban. They didn't want any type of arguing with him. And therefore, he was never part of the 71. That's one approach. The Rabbeinu Chananel here says another approach. Rabbeinu Chananel Lishitase. Remember what Rabbeinu Chananel said on Daf Gimel and Beis about Meyashi Yashvil? Mati, what was the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel about Meyashi Yashvil? His Shita was? That you're 71 is a minimum. You're allowed however many you want on the Bezdin HaGadol. So then it makes a lot of sense. If you can have however many you want, he just says that Lishitase on Daf Gimel and Beis, you're allowed to have more than 70. He says Bezdin HaGadol had more than 71, and therefore, if the mufla is away, they still have 71 left. They might have had 100, like in the case of, remember the word we saw, to agree with them, etc., like in the case of Gimel and Beis. Maybe they had 100, maybe they had 73, maybe they had 72, maybe they had 85. If the mufla is gone, you still have 71 left, and therefore, you need to be mechadesh that if the mufla is gone, they are a potter, even though they have 71. Yeah.
Where's the fact, right? The posters on Sanhedrin. Doesn't say like the Rid,
Tozden says like the Rid, but with one number less. Tozden Enu says a bezden is 70 daimi bezden a gadol plus the mufla. And the Rid said it's 71 plus the mufla. In that way, they're the same.
Oh, okay.
They're the same that he doesn't count. You're right. Meaning Tosos and the Rid are the same, that mufla doesn't count towards the number. Right? So I could easily have said, Tosos and the Rid say the mufla is never part of the number. They just argue, is he not part of the number to the 70 or not part of the number to the 71? Okay, the Rach says, of course the mufla is part of them, but you're allowed to start with more than 71, so if one guy's absent, no problem.
According to Piskei HaRid, the problem with arguing on the mufla is only legabei Pesach, but if he's a senior advisor and advises them strongly, I wouldn't do this. Uvecholzot, they go ahead and be makir. That's not arguing on...
So it's interesting, like, I mean, he says they didn't want them to argue on the mufla. Ah, but they're clearly allowed to argue on the mufla, right? They can outvote him if they so desire. So what is the, you're asking, what is the Piskei HaRid talking about? If clearly they're allowed to outvote the mufla, he doesn't have a veto on everything they do. So what does he mean, so that they don't argue on him? Unless the answer may be that he, since he was not part of the 71, he was, this is going to be similar, were you the one who pointed out the wrong side of me? Already similar. Maybe since he wasn't part of the 71, according to Piskei HaRid, he wouldn't give up Psak. He would just help enlighten the discussion. Maybe Taki wouldn't even give up Psak. Amikan, Mokar, for the modern day, like your Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva won't talk theoretically and don't pass it. So maybe he wouldn't give up Psak, and that's why they wouldn't argue on him. But he had to give his opinion, he had to give Hadracha, he had to give Ha'aros, but maybe he wouldn't give up Psak. Fascinating. The other Rishonim give more technical requirements. We'll just mention Rashi. Says Rashi. Rashi gives two great possibilities, right? Says Rashi that no. That Rashi gives. What are Rashi's two answers? Again, it's not clear what Rashi means at the beginning. First says, even though he's not part of the 71, the Haikim Sanhedrin Atzvan, does that mean his first answer is like the Piskei HaRid? Does that mean... His first thing is just introduction to the next two. Let's do introduction to the next two. He wasn't part of the 71. The 71 without him. Why would they have 71 without him? Isn't he supposed to be part of it? Like the Piskei HaRid? And don't you have to have exactly 71, not like the Rach? So what does he say? He just say, it happened to be. How could it happen to be? He was part of 71, but he was replaced. Why was he, not like the Rach that you could start out with 100. Not like the Rid, he was never part of it. He was part of 71, he was replaced. Why was he replaced? Either temporarily, because he had to go someplace, right? Either temporarily. After all, he was an important guy. He had a lot of things to do, right? Temporarily, right? Halach baderech. He had to do an important mission. Or permanently, what's Rashi's second day? Why would he be permanently replaced?
Because he didn't have children.
Because, here, okay, without getting to the gear, say, Inami Zaki, O She'en Lo Banim Haya. It's a little hard to say, Zaki, O She'en Lo Banim. Well, maybe you could say. Lekach Nismana Acher B'Sanhedrin. Okay, it's not clear if he was a Zaki, She'en Lo Banim, and got too old, or is a Zaki, or didn't have Banim. Obviously, if it's or didn't have Banim, that means he was never appointed in the first place, right? Because maybe. He was part of the 71 but was replaced. Or, you know what? Let's say differently. Rosh says he won but was replaced because he went on a trip. Or, let's say better, says Rashi, he would be part of the 71 but was disqualified because he was a Zaken or Ein Lo Banim, or exactly, you know, how we're going to teach this, we'll mention in a moment.
Because I think he started out to be the Mufla, and then suddenly he got to the age of
pension. That's not clear. That might depend. If you say Zaken or Ein Lo Banim, you can't, I mean... Ora Ein Lo Banim, he's never had Banim, right? So he can't become an Ein Lo Banim. So it might be that he just aged out and they retired him, but kept him on as the Mufla, he was still sharp. Or it may be that, no, he was the Mufla, he was the greatest rabbi, but they couldn't make him one of the 71 because he was a Zakein or an Ein Lo Banim. Maybe the Yemei Akar never made it more than 71. Maybe Ein Lobanim, he never had kids. Right? He was the Chazon Ish. Never had kids. So they could never make him part of Sanhedrin. And there's no Sanhedrin in the days of the Chazon Ish, but let's say there was, right? Say the Chazon Ish agreed with Rav Maimon. Right? So as unlikely as that sounds, right? More likely than the Brisker Rav. So the Chazon Ish agreed with Rav Maimon, they wouldn't have put him in Sanhedrin. Maybe they would have made him off the Shavu Bezdin. Maybe not. I'm not getting involved.
When Rashi says, Nif Manasseh in Komo,
sounds like
was the mufla. Now we
know. No, he was still the mufla. The Nithmana Acher in 71. Right. The mufla was not one of the 71. The Nithmana Acher in Komo sounds a little like he was once and aged at. But that, you know, depends on the years. Is it Owing Lobanu or Vein Lobanu? Okay, now, here, yes.
But what about, because, look, there always has to be a mufla there. I mean, how can you say he goes away and they replace him with a normal Dayan? There has to be a mufla.
Why does there have to be a mufla?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, I mean, there doesn't have to be a muflah there. There has to be a muflah there for them to have a chalos parhel and darshal tzibur. I mean, there has to be a muflah there for them to paskin.
Right.
But temporarily, if he goes away, I mean, maybe, what I'm saying is this. Maybe there were some things they could do without the muflah there. After all, maybe not everything needs the muflah there. Maybe, for example, you know, if they had some standard case where they have to judge someone, maybe they could do without the muflah. Maybe... You know, Kiddush HaChodesh, actually, they made a takana, so it's not close to Reis Garabon, and then even if the Nasi's not there, you go to the Malkum Avad. So maybe there are some things they could do without the mufla, that's how they replace them. Obviously, they can't do this without the mufla. That's the point of the Gemara. Now let's go to the Gemara. Okay, now this is really a technical question. How do you have a case where the mufla's not there and you still have a Sanhedrin? So either he's not part of the 70, or he's not part of the 71, or they started out with 100, or he should have been part of the 71, but they... replaced him because temporarily he went away or because he was disqualified. The question is, but what's so terrible about passing without the Mufla Shel Bezdin? So let's read on. It says, the Gemara Oshlo Hei Mufla Shel Bezdin Shel Minolan. How do we know? Meaning, that's not from Eda Eda. Eda Eda just means each one has to be qualified. It's not talking about one being special. How do we know there's one special one? So, Amar of Sheish Shechein Tanu Vei Rishmol Vei Ma'am Rehov Redov Shem Tzukim Bodem Okturin Nei Shoyim Lim Ovel Omdu. Why are they potter if they pass him Dabashet Tzukim Bodem Okturin? They should have learned and didn't learn. Obviously, this is not a valid thing to pass without the mifla. Because they should have learned from him and they didn't. Meaning, it's amazing the comparison. Passing in the absence of the mufla is like making a mistake about Darshat Stukim Modibo. It's like making a kindergarten mistake. This is a very strong statement, right? We would have thought passing without the mufla is a subtle whatever. No. Passing without the mufla is a rookie error. You pass without the mufla is just like passing stupidity. Because how can you pass without learning from the mufla? So here it's an interesting question. The Gemara takes it a double pasha that you can't pass without learning from the mufla. And they're saying, just like Darshat Tzukim Modin Bo, it's a ridiculous psak and you have no excuse for passing that way, and let's say your Karav Lameizit, you saw, or it's just not a chalos psak. Likewise here, it's Karav Lameizit, it's not a chalos psak. It's a gross violation of the basic ideas of Talmud Torah. Why is it such a gross violation to Paskin without the mufla there? After all, there's 71. The Gemara doesn't go one step deeper. Taka, why is it Hayulahem Lilmod? Why is it so necessary to learn from the mufla? I understand all else being equal, you might as well, if he's available. But if he went on a trip, they shouldn't Paskin about any chilev till he gets back. That's what it says, right? Why is it so terrible to Paskin without the mufla? That the Gemara doesn't ask. That's going one step deeper. So I think, Yesh La'ayin, just one step deeper... Why is it necessary lilmod min hamufla before you paskin? Right, how you'll have lilmod. And here I want to give possible two answers. One answer is based on the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Sanhedrin? What does he say? First of all, the Rambam gives a different name for the mufla. As a matter of fact, he doesn't use the word mufla in Hilchos Shgagos, does he? He uses the word. Nasi. Right? Doesn't he use the word Nasi? Am I making it up? If I'm making it up, it's still larger. What does he say? Rosh Hashiva. Sorry, he says Rosh Hashiva. In the Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says Rosh Hashiva and Nasi means the same thing. He says, okay, good. He says Rosh Hashiva and Nasi, which is fine, because in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says the Rosh Hashiva is called the Nasi. So that's perfectly consistent. What does he say in Hilchos Sanhedrin? He says they take the smartest rabbi of the 71 and they appoint him Rosh Hashiva, and he's called the Nasi. And he adds one other interesting point. What else does he say about this position of Rosh Hashiva slash Nasi, who is by definition the smartest of the 71 Daini based in Agadol? Omei tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. He takes the place of Moshe. After all, what happened with Moshe? V'nasu itcha. Right? There was Moshe and another 70. You need to have a Moshe. The structure of death, just like... Now, let's imagine the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Was Moshe Rabbeinu equal to the other 70? Okay, the Rav has a lot to say about this. We're not going to mention it now. Right? Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu was not equal to the other 70. Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu had a special status. Clearly, v'adavar she'yitshevim kem, takri v'nei ilai v'shmatev. Moshe was the conduit to Hashem. Moshe was the leader. There wasn't 71 equals. So says the Rambam, built into the structure of Beis Din is that there's a leader and 70 followers. And therefore it makes sense. If they didn't consult with the leader, then they were not functioning in accordance with the structure of Beis Din. Then they weren't following the rules of Beis Din HaGadol. That's Hayla. That's like Sukkah Monbo. They just weren't following the procedure of Beis Din HaGadol. They weren't following the rules. If you don't follow the rules, then... It's carved amazing, exactly. So one derech is the Rambam. Says the Rambam, he says, because the structure of Beis Din HaGadol is 70 plus Bimkom Moshe. And just like you wouldn't paskin without Moshe, you can't paskin. There's a special rule of Beis Din HaGadol. That's one of the rules of Beis Din HaGadol. If you violate the rules of Beis Din HaGadol, then what do you expect? You're Karvel Amazik. That's the Rambam. However, I don't think everyone else would agree with this. Like, for example, the Tosos Rid, who said he's not part of 71. He's not part of the structure of Beis Din. Rashi, who says that he could be Zokeh Ve'im Obanim and be disqualified from Beis Din. Obviously, he thinks he's not part of Beis Din. So it's not so Pashim. Many of these Mepharshim think he's not part of the Beis Din. He's not part of the 71. Who says Makom Moshe Rabbeinu? So I think there's another possibility as well. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is, and the reason I want another possibility is because Rashi says he might be Zokin and not be part of the 71 anymore. The Piskei Rid says he's not part of the 71. So he's not part of the structure of Beis Din. He's just Stam HaGadol. Who cares if he's just Stam HaGadol? It's very interesting. Nowadays, there's this idea in the Yeshiva Shevelt of the Gadol Ador. Ah, by the Chassidim, they were Tzadik Ador. That's very different. It comes from different places. The idea of a Gadol Ador. So is there any mucker for Gadol Ador in Shas? Fascinating question, right? Is there a mucker in Shas for a Gadol Ador? I mean, I don't mean logically for there to be someone who's the greatest in their generation. Okay, a mathematician will tell you. If you have a group of things that each one is different, then one of them will end up being greater than the others. That, I mean, the halachic significance of Gadol Ador. Right? Here it's tricky. The phrase Gadol Ador in Shas is not going to help you. Does anyone know what the phrase Gadol Ador means in Shas?
A parnas, isn't it?
It means a parnas. It means a political leader, right? As the Gemara says, you should always marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. If you can't find a Bas Talmud Chacham, marry a Bas Gedolei Hador. Right? Meaning Gedolei Hador means political leaders. Nothing to do with our usage of the word. Okay, so the word's not found, but how about the concept, right? We don't care about the word. We care about the concept. Is there a concept in Shas that a Gadol Ador has a special status? Again,
phrase Gadol Ador?
No, that the concept, the phrase Gadol Ador is a political leader, that I don't care about. The concept of the greatest rabbi in generation has halachic status.
When did Homer Shmaya Naftalion with the story of Hillel?
No, but Shmaya Naftalion were a Nasi and an Abed, and they had formal rules in the Sanhedrin. What if it's not a formal rule in the Sanhedrin? Says the Rambam, this is the Nasi, which is a formal role. But let's be very honest. Not everyone agrees with the formal role of Nasi. If the Piskei Rid said it wasn't one of the 71, right? And not only that, Rashi says he got old, they replaced him in the 71, maybe it was not a formal role. So maybe you could say, no, it's informal. It's informal, it's just what we call Gadol Hador. Right, what we call Gadol Hador is informal. No one appoints you to be Gadol Hador. Is there significance to being a Gadol Hador? So here's a fascinating. The Trumas Hadeshen says, famous sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen, I think I put it on the sheet, famous sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen, that a Gadol Hador counts as everyone's Rebbe. A Gadol Hador counts as everyone's Rebbe, which is a Chiddush. I would have thought my Rebbe counts as my Rebbe. And the Gadol Hador counts as Talmid. A Gadol Hador counts as everyone's Rebbe. What's his Raya? His Raya is from his read of Tosos, not Pashmashan and Tosos. But the Gemara says, Shmuel showed up at the Mishkan, and immediately was Mora Halacha, that Shechita's Sheira Bizarre, right? And he was Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim for Mora Halacha of Mako Rabo. for passing Allah Makom Rabo. So everyone asks, what do you mean Makom Rabo? Elia Cohen. Elia Cohen was his rabbi. Elia Cohen wasn't his rebbe. He just showed up. He hadn't learned yet. I mean, he learned at home. He hadn't learned from Elia Cohen yet. How is Elia Cohen his rebbe? After all, he wasn't his rebbe yet. He just showed up. So there are many ways to answer. You can answer once you enroll in a yeshiva as your rebbe, even if you haven't learned yet. Says the Truman Zedeshin, no, Elia Cohen is the Gadol Hador. The Gadol Hador counts as everyone's rebbe. That's very important. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also, that he says, Kolshkein about Tamar Chacham Nechshel the Gadol Hador, Dechosh v'lechol mili karabo filu lomad klum milafanav. Okay, that a Gadol Hador counts as a rebbe, and therefore the Truman Zedeshin himself applies it to Dini Haseba. There's actually a fascinating discussion. Just give me 1 second. There is a Hagos Maimonios in Hilchos Avil, which is not Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avil, Halacha Yud, where the Rambam says Nasi Shemes. The Kohanim are allowing the Tami to a Nasi who dies. A Nasi is a formal rule. Says Hagos Maimonios. Says Hagos Maimonios. Give me half a second. The Rav Chaim Cohen says, if I would have been at Rabbeinu Tam's funeral, I would have been Metami for him, because he was the Gadol Hador. Because he was the Gadol Hador. Okay, so that is not 100% clear. Rav Chaim Cohen, Rabbeinu Tam had no formal role, right? There's no formal role to Rabbeinu Tam. So that's what Rav Chaim Cohen says. If I had been at Rabbeinu Tam's funerals, I would have been Metami, because he's the Gadol Hador. And he says, "V'imeis gadol ador mesapelim dina kenasi olor Rav Yad." Rav Yad's mesapel. Interesting. Rav Chaim Cohen says, "I would be metame to Rabbeinu Tam because he's the gadol ador." And Rav Yad says, "I'm mesapel if the gadol ador makes any nafkamina in halacha. Maybe there is nothing special in the gadol ador halachically." Okay, so I think from our sugya, maybe you could say, "Who's the muflah shel bezdin?" Either the muflah shel bezdin is a formal position of nasi, or he's just the gadol ador. And there's a rule: if the gadol ador counts as everyone's rebbe, if the gadol ador counts as your rebbe, aren't you supposed to learn from your Rebbe? Who? How is anyone supposed to learn if not from their Rebbe? How are you supposed to pass if you don't consult your Rebbe? You don't have to consult everyone, but you have to consult your Rebbe. So maybe you could say that it's just an informal role, that this is like the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen. What's the Trumas Hadeshen Shita? That the Gadol Hador counts as everyone's Rav. And therefore, if it's your Rebbe, how can you possibly ask your Rebbe? Maybe he's not my Rebbe. No, he's the Gadol Hador, he's everyone's Rebbe. So I have two ways to justify this. Either I can make a formal chiddush. Within the structure of Bezdin, there's a Nasi who's been komosha, who has not a veto power on the power on the decision, but at least a veto power on his presence is necessary. Right? You have to not only pray, you have to learn from him, because he's like Moshe, a formal rule of Bezdin, or it could be an informal rule. The Gadol Hador counts as everyone's Rebbe. That's Muflah Shel Bezdin. And therefore, anyone who paskins without learning from their Rebbe just didn't learn properly. How can you paskin without learning from your Rebbe if your Rebbe's alive? And therefore, it's Karvel Amazing.
How do we learn out that the Kohen is allowed to be Matami with the Gadol Hador? Where's that one now?
Because the Yerushalmi says he's allowed to be Matami to a Nasi, a formal role. And Rav Chaim Cohen extends it to a Gadol Hador. And the Rav Yoz Mesopak. Yes.
Isn't what you're describing more like a Morad Asra than a Gadol Hador?
Interesting, though, the Morad Asra is everyone's Rebbe, the Gadol Hador is the Morad Asra of everyone. Perhaps. But maybe the Chiddush, the Gadol Hador is the Morad Asra of everyone. Okay. Oh, yeah. Victor in the... Yes?
Is it so clear in the Gemara that the basin is not allowed to make such a psach? Or is it just that you... that if they make such a psach, the person himself might be a little bit more responsible for his actions, like we said by Zilkar Beirav, by Tzedukin.
Meaning, it doesn't say they're not allowed to make the psach, but it does say Hayulahem Lilmod Lilamdu. I think the push about Hayulahem Lilmod is that they should have done something different than what they did. It really sounds like Hayulahem Lilmod means they shouldn't have made the psach without learning from the Muslim.
Who's Lahem?
I assume Lahem. You think Lahem is the Tzibur, not the Bezdin.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Maybe the Tzibur should have been suspicious and not followed it until the Mufla got back from his trip. And it's not that they shouldn't have passed it. The Tzibur should have been suspicious, in which case it has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what Rashi said by Zilkar Birav on the previous one.
What's Rashi?
Zilkar Birav, they came with the extra low Wilma, but later they showed the Amalia Kar of the Maze and Havi. I thought that was talking about
the Bezdin.
Low?
Aha. No, but the individual's not Karvam, is it? Oh, we're not talking about being Mechayev, being Patrin the individual in this sugya. I thought we were talking about being Patrin the Bezdin in this sugya.
Couldn't the point be that
Bezdin
is Patrin? Because
they're
not responsible. If you make a mistake,
then
you should have known it's not my fault.
Bezdin is not responsible if you're Karvam, is it? I see what you're saying. Okay. I hadn't thought of reading it that way, but you're right. If so, then it's a different shot. Fair enough. Okay, Efshar. I don't know. I have to think about it. Okay, let's go on to the second interesting thing in our sugya, which is zaken shelo roi lebanim, right? Which the Gemara doesn't discuss. It just takes a double pashtun. The zaken shelo roi lebanim is puzzle. The question is, why is a zaken shelo roi lebanim puzzle? So. Or Zaken Shel Ra'a Banim Pasul. So, what? Aha. So here we have a Gemara, right, in Sanhedrin. Right, what does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Let's just find the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about all the things that apply to Dini Nefashah that don't apply to Dini Mamonos. They say, what's the last thing? The last thing is Eino Shivim Sanhedrin Zokin Usris Misha'in Lo Banim. Rabbi Yehuda Mosef Afak Zari. Okay, you're not allowed to appoint a Zokin, a Sris, or Misha'in Lo Banim. Okay, Sris, Misha'in Lo Banim, sort of can count together, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, for anyone who's mean. And we say Chilfein B'Mesis, but in Mesis you should Davka appoint these people, because Lo Sachma V'Lo Sachasa Allah. It's clear from the Gemara that what's the problem with a Zokin and a Sris and Misha'in Lo Banim? The problem is that Rachmanis, right? Because the problem is that losachmol, they won't be chomel, and we want them to be chomel. Why do we want them to be chomel? Because of the principle of yitzilah ha'eda, right? The principle of yitzilah ha'eda is that we also want to be no tel l'schus, except for a mesis, where we'll appoint them, and a shor niskel, the Gemara says you can appoint them. By shor niskel, there's no yitzilah ha'eda because he's not a person. It's not a person. Okay, so it's clear that there's a psul in Sanhedrin of a zokin and ein lobanim. Because they have no rachmanis, and that's why they're puzzled. Because of the Yitzilu Ha'edah. The Me'iri says, and that's exactly what's going on in our sugya, there's no chiddush in our sugya whatsoever. The Me'iri says there's no chiddush in our sugya whatsoever. Rashi, on the other hand, says, Kashalim ma in roi lo ra. I don't understand what the psalm is here. So, why is Rashi saying he doesn't understand what the psalm is? And the Me'iri is saying it's a darur pasha what the psalm is. So the answer is, it all depends on what's the case in our Gemara. Partially on the Girsa or the interpretation of the Mishnah. Because the way we have our Mishnah is Zokain Sheh, right? Zokain Sheh Lo Roi Lobanim we have in our Girsa. Or Zokain Sheh Lo Roi Lobanim is the Girsa in the Mishnayis and the Rambam's Mishnayis. So, Zokin, the problem is over there, it is two different psulmas. Zokin is pasul, and Misha'in Lobanim is pasul. Why did Misha'in Lobanim not have Rachmanus? Because if someone doesn't have little kids, then everyone knows that when you have little kids, you learn a lot of patience and a lot of Rachmanus. If someone doesn't have little kids, then they don't have the same level of Rachmanus. It doesn't mean they're an evil person. It just means not the level necessary for Din Torah. And why does Zokin have no Rachmanus? Why does a Zokin have no Rachmanus?
Means Sanhedrin, Rashi says he forgot.
So Rashi says, because he forgot Sar Gidul Banim, meaning it's been so long since he had little kids, that he lost the Rachmanus that comes from taking care of little kids. The Yad Ramah there gives a different shot. He just says, Katzer Daito. The Zokin, you ever meet people like this? He has no patience for anything. You know, at a certain age, people have no patience for anything anymore. And then they don't have Rachmanus because they just have no patience anymore in their old age. Okay, so either because they forgot Sar Gidul Banim, or because just stand, they have no patience. Says the Me'iri, he says, and that's what's going on in our Gemara too. It's the exact same thing as Sanhedrin. Zokin, or, now you don't say lo ra'a lo banim. Most people would hear so lo ra'a lo banim. Zokin, or lo ra'a lo banim, someone who never had kids. So that's the exact same thing as Sanhedrin. Zokin doesn't have enough rachmanis. Someone who doesn't have kids doesn't have enough rachmanis. And they're puzzled to be in the Sanhedrin. The only thing is, you have to change the girsa from sheh to oh. Some people suggest the girsa of oh. One second, I wrote down the girsa. I can't keep track of all the girsos. Spell peh. So I wrote down the Gersa of here someplace. Who has the Gersa of? Tosos Rosh. The Rach. It's interesting. The problem with Gersa sometimes is that the copiers often mess them up. So for example, Rabbeinu Hananel in Dibur Maaseh Rabbeinu Hananel says O, and then Rabbeinu Hananel clearly says in his parish that it's not O, it's Shaf. So obviously what happens is that when they copied over in the Dibur Maaseh Rabbeinu Hananel, the scribe copied over O. That is a very rare Gersa, because even Rabbeinu Hananel obviously didn't Hesay says here, Zaken O Shelo Rala Banim. And the Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, it's only Zaken who also was a Rala Banim. So clearly it's the wrong Gersa of Rabbeinu Hananel. The more likely Gersa is what the Tosos Rosh here accuses the Rambam of having. Tosos Rosh here says, in mind, the Tosos Rosh apparently wasn't printed at first in the Tosos Rosh, then they got it from the manuscript. So in my Ozva Hadar, it's like on the bottom of the Hagahot V'Tziyunim, he says, V'Rambam Gersa Zaken V'Lo Ralo Banim. Okay, so what do you, basically, the question is, how many cases are in the Mishnah? One option is that there are two cases, and then you have to have the Gersa of O Lo Ra, or the Gersa of Vi Lo Ra, right? And then you can say it's two cases. Who has this Gersa? You know, someone put this first Gersa into the Rabbeinu Hananel. You know, it's in Rabbeinu Hananel, but it's not Rabbeinu Hananel himself. And according to the Rush, the Rambam had the Gersa of Vi, even though the Rush obviously has no direct evidence as to what Gersa the Rambam had. And if you say it's two cases, then this is, who holds this way? Then it's the exact equivalent of Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis Zaken, or Misha Ein Lo Banim is Pasul Misham She'eino Mirachim. Who holds this? The Meiri on our Daf says this very explicitly. Who else says it's two separate cases? Tosas Rosh says the Rambam says that.
Yeah.
Where does he get that from that the Rambam says that? That's not what it says in my Rambam Perish Mishnayis. My Rambam Perish Mishnayis does not have that Gersa. And he says Zaken Shelo Ra'abonim. But he gets it from the Rambam in Hilchashkagos, who says, depending on what it says, right? But in some printings of the Rambam says, Zaken O Shelo Ra'alabonim. Right? So that is some Gersaos, right? Meiri and one Gersa in the Rambam Hilchashkagos has Ola Rala Banim. If you have a Frankel inside, it says that's not that's not the Gersa in the manuscripts of the Rambam. That's not the Gersa in the Perish of Mishnayis, either in his Gersa in the Mishnah or his Perish in the Mishnah. That's not the Gersa in many of the older printings of the Rambam. But in many of the later printings of the Rambam, that was the Gersa. So it sounds a little suspicious to me. But, you know, maybe that's one Gersa in the Rambam. Say it's two cases in which he's just repeating the words on Sanhedrin, and there's no Chiddush here whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. However, that doesn't seem to be the mainstream Gersa in our Mishnah. L'chora, our Mishnah is only one case. And this is the Gersa of Shelo Ra'a, or even if you would have such a Gersa of Lilo Ra'a, it could go either way. Vit could mean one case, a Zaken Hu. Vit could be Sha or could be O, but most people have the Gersa of Sha. We have the Gersa of Sha in our Gemara, right? Our Gemara says Shelo Ra Labanim, and that's also the Gersa in the Mishnayis, and most of the printed Mishnayis. The Gersa is Shelo Ra Labanim, and that's also the Gersa of Rashi, and most Rishonim. This is our Gersa, and also this is the Gersa of the Tosas Rosh that he himself has, right? Also, Rashi and the Rush and Rove Rishonim all have the Girsa of Shelo Ralabanim. What's the Girsa of Shelo Ralabanim? It's only Zaken, who also doesn't have kids. It doesn't seem to match the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? Because the Gemara says Zaken O Shelo Ralabanim. Here it's only Zaken Shelo Ralabanim. So, what do you do with this Gemara? Do you get it to match the Gemara in Sanhedrin or not? Which Rishon has the Girsa of Shes, says it's one case, but manages to squeeze it into the Gemara in, and also, whose Shita is this? This is the Shita of Rashi, the Tosos Rush, the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the original Girsa in Hilchos Shgagos. You can read as original, right? Should I say original? I don't know. What do I know what's original? I don't have the Rambam himself. You know, the Girsat Kitve Yad, right? All the manuscripts of the Rambam have the Girsa of Shep, right? Even though clearly some Rishonim had a different Girsa of the Rambam. The Rambam here is Rishonim, there's only a Girsa of Shep, right? So clearly I think it's one case. What do you do if it's one case? So here, what do you do if it's one case? So the Tosos Rush and the Mari Korkus try to like squeeze it into the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What does the Tosos Rush say? He says, Zakin lav davka. It's not really a Zakin. It's really just Emo Bonim. Mari Korkus, I know not everyone's Rambam has a Mari Korkus. The Mari Korkus says the same thing. He says, someplace here, I know it's a very long piece of the Rambam, but... he says, where is this? Hold on. Ella, Venera, Dizokin, Shuskakan, Lav Davka. Zakin is Lav Davka. It's just you call everyone Sanhedrin Zakin. After all, who's in Sanhedrin? Mature people. So what can you say? And you could say Zakin is Lav Davka. It really means Lo Ra'a Lo Banim. It really means Lo Ra'a. It doesn't mean a really, really old guy. No, it really means Lo Ra'a Lo Banim. And it's telling you one of the two psulim from Sanhedrin. Why does it make one of the two psulim from Sanhedrin? That's not my problem. Right? So one derech is Tosos Rush. And the Mari Korkus, they say, no, this is just equivalent of one of the psulim from Sanhedrin. Which one is it the equivalent of? Ein lo banim, and Zakein is lav davka. Okay, why is it Zakin Lavdavka? The Mari Korkus just says, well, Zakin Lavdavka is a little weak. Tosus Rush says an interesting pshat. What does Tosus Rush say? What does he with Zakin?
He says the majority of the persons
here. Well, Zakin Lavdavka of Rov Shnosav.
We tried to figure
he
out how is that
is. L'chora 36, right? Rov Shnosav is 36, right? Well, Yechzu Yemehem means doing an Akitah Tofel who didn't make it to 35. Yemeh Shnosav, Yemeh Shnosav, Yemeh Shnosav. Obviously, no one knows they hit Rov Shnosav. Right? Whatever, we all hope we haven't hit Rosh Nosav. But that's not what it means, right? It has to be something measurable. Yimei Shnosav about him Shavim Shana, Rosh Nosav means 36. It's used that way in many places in Shas. So it means that the guy's 36 and doesn't have kids, then he's called Ein Lo Banim. What if he's 22 and doesn't have kids? That's not called Ein Lo Banim. That's called the Bachur, still looking forward to getting married. It's a fascinating psychological insight here. What's he saying? When do you not have Rachamim? It's not that if you don't have kids, you don't have Rachamim, according to this pshat. If you don't have kids and you're not looking forward to having kids, you don't have rachamim. As long as you're planning to have kids, I'm a 20-year-old bacher. Why is a 20-year-old bacher on Sanhedrin? I don't know, maybe he's the Vilna Gaon. I would have pointed to Vilna Gaon on Sanhedrin when he was 20. So, as long as you're looking forward to having kids, you still have the rachamim. You have rachamim on the kids you think you're going, you imagine having. It's fascinating. Every chassan under the chuppah already has rachamim on the kids he's imagining that he will have. But once you get to 36, now plenty of people get married after 36. But I guess the point is at a certain point, we assume that you're not necessarily counting on it the same way anymore. Okay, anyone who's listening, who's 36 and single, I'm a chazan, you don't worry. But nonetheless, the Tosafot Rush assumes that you're not looking forward to having kids anymore, then you don't have Rachman. All right, very, very fascinating psychological insight here, right? So says the lie, he says, love, it doesn't mean Dafka Zake. It means a guy who's just not counting on having kids anymore. Okay, once you're only called Ein Lo Banim when you're not planning to have kids anymore, because the imagined kids you're going to have also give you Rachman. That's shot in the Rush. So what the Rush basically does, in Mari Korks, is erase Zaken. It doesn't mean Zaken, it really means Ein Lo Banim. Why does it say Zaken? Astam, or it says Zaken means 36, because until through 35, then you still have Rachman, because you imagine you're going to get married soon and have kids. Okay, very fascinating shot. However, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel, okay, here, what's another approach? The other approach is, what do you have to say? That, this is a different din.
According to the Rashi and Mari, this didn't mention Zaken at all.
Correct. You'll ask why it didn't mention Zaken at all. So you'll have to say, why didn't it mention Zaken, right? Zaken meaning what the Rambam says, Zaken Mokla, right? Zaken doesn't mean 70 years old and gets to collect you to a flamey. Zaken means really, really, really old and not that he's not with it. He's not with it. Obviously, he wouldn't put it in the Sanhedrin. Meaning he's so old that he has no patience for anything and he forgot about real life and he can still be logical, but he, he's not socially as successful anymore. But maybe you have to say it's a new din. Why you have to, right? This is a new din. In Sanhedrin, Zaking or Ein Lo Banim was possible. Over here, only Zaking the Ein Lo Banim is possible. New din, different din. Who says that? Okay, what do you have to say it's a different din? You have to say like this. That in Sanhedrin, Zaking or Ein Lo Banim is possible. But in Horios, it's a different din. Only Zaken She Ein Lo Banim is possible. So now you have to explain two things. What two things do you have to explain? Only Zaken the Ein Lo Banim is possible. What two things do you have to explain? Maybe I'll come back to this in a moment. First, you have to explain, hold on, how can we say only Zaken She Ein Lo Banim is possible? If he's a Zaken or Ein Lo Banim is possible, we're contradicting. How can we be machsher for Sanhedrin? What we're saying is a Stam Zaken is kosher, right? A Stam Ein Lo Banim is kosher. Only if you have tired to the Reyes of your apostle. What do you mean? That's not true. Even one Reyes is possible. So how can it be that we're machsher a Stam Zaken? Or Makshir, this brings up two questions. Let's read these two questions. Let's make room for these two questions. Question one is, how can we be Makshir just Zaken or just Ein Lo Banim? How can we be Makshir one of them? After all, they should be puzzled because they're puzzled for Sanhedrin, as we know, not only from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. We know from the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin says that Zaken or Ein Lo Banim is puzzled. The Rambam here in the correct Yursa says only Zaken She Ein Lo Banim is puzzled. So, anyone want to answer that? Give me your best answer. Why do we accept just a Zaken or accept just Ein Lo Banim? Shouldn't we puzzle just a Zaken or just Ein Lo Banim? We only pass those Zaken Ve'in Lo Banim.
Different cases.
How so?
One is Dina Misos, and that's what he about Karma.
Right, so that's the Karen Ora says, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Says the Karen Ora, he says, no, if you look in Sanhedrin, it's not like Gerin, Mamzer, and Nisin. Gerin, Mamzer, and Nisin is objectively puzzled to be in the Halos Sanhedrin. Right? Okay, whether or not there are a lot of Dina Vez and Shel Gimel depends which of them, what the circumstances are, but at least in some cases, yes. Right? A ger can at least in some cases be in a bezdin shel gimel. That's an objective zeres akasov that we're about to learn. Can't be in a bezdin of chaf gimel, can't be in a bezdin of ayin aleph. But a zake, misha in lo rachamim, Ein lo rachamim is not possible to be on any Sanhedrin. After all, what did the Gemara say? Two cases, and Ein lo rachamim is allowed to be on a Beis Din for it? A Mesis, where we want to be mean to him. A Mesis is still a Chalos Beis Din. A Ger and a Mamzer can't be in a Beis Din for a Mesis because they're puzzle. Here it's not puzzle. It's just a lack of Hatzolah, or a Mesis, or Sharanisko, where we don't care about Tzolah so much. It's not Nefashos. Right? So what do we see from here? It says, all right, it's not, you're not puzzle of your Zachim Ein lo banim. It's not a soul. It's just a lack of Hatzolah when you need Hatzolah. What are we talking about in this case? Our mission is talking about Dini Nefashos? What's our mission talking about?
Should make a mistake.
Make a mistake about Chaylev, or, I mean, that's a classic example, right? You need Rachamim Hatzolah for the Chaylev? Okay, maybe there are those on the liberal end of the spectrum who will say, you can't appoint someone to judge Kashrus unless they have so much Rachamim that they don't want to make it too expensive for people to buy fat, to buy schmaltz, and they don't want to make it too difficult for people, and you shouldn't appoint someone for Hilchos Shabbos unless they're full of Rachamim and want to make it easy for everyone to... Okay, the truth is, Rav Avadya might agree. But we all know that, you know, hashgafically, maybe it's a cute idea, maybe not, but that's not part of the halachic system. You don't need Hatzolah for Isser V'Heter. You don't need Hatzolah for Chelem. You're not saving the Chelem. You don't have to save the supermarket, and you don't have to save the consumer. Whatever's kosher is kosher. Whatever's treif is treif. It's not dini nefashos. And therefore, says the Karen Ori, says very nicely, I mean, you give many answers. Like a Mishnah, I didn't want to start listing all the answers. I'll just list an answer that I think is makes sense to me. One answer is, if you know from Ada, what do we need from Ada? A kulin ru'uyin lahora. They are ru'uyin lahora. Zaken is right lahora. The lack of rachamim doesn't make you not able to paskin chilev. It's just for din and nefashos. It's not ru'uyin lahatzala. Okay, that's a very specific zeres agosuf. By only some cases, that's not a general rule of hora. You can kill a sharanisko and you can kill a mesis, which shows you are right, Lahora, just not Mahatzalah. So that's the Karen Ora says the Karen Ora, because they are Ru'uyin Lahora, just not for Hatzalah. They're not rooting for Hatzalah of some Dini Nefashos. Not even all Dini Nefashos, right? Not even a Mesis, only some Dini Nefashos. They're not right Lotzal, but they're right for Horah. And therefore, since they're right for Horah, you might hear kosher. Who's Pasul? Only Zakin Ve'in Lovanim is Pasul, which we'll have to explain in a moment. Another possibility, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here, but another possibility that I thought you could say, perhaps, there's a fascinating Machlokas Rishonim, which I did not put on the Makoros. Fascinating Machlokas Rishonim. About what happens if there's a fellow in the Sanhedrin and he's nizdaking. He gets old. He has banim, and he was young. They appointed him to Sanhedrin. He was a young 75-year-old, and he had lots of kids. They appointed him to Sanhedrin. And then he got to be 95, and he got to be old. Zaken muflag, maybe even 90. He got to be old. Did they have to fire him? Rashi just said they do have to fire him, right? Remember, Rashi said they do have to fire him? Rashi said they do have to fire him. But it's not so clear. The Me'iri in Sanhedrin right there says they don't have to fire him. Yeah, it's not close to showing him. So maybe you could say, alternatively, that... and there's a few answers, but I'll just mention... Maybe I'll suffice for these two, even though you also saw the Lechemish's answer. Maybe you could say, I'll pee the Me'iri in Sanhedrin against Rashi and Horios. Maybe you could say that no, that Zaken or Ein lo banim are not appointed lichatchila. But once appointed, they are Reuyim lehora. Okay, lechatchila we don't appoint them to the Sanhedrin. Lechatchila we go the extra mile, and we don't appoint them to the Sanhedrin. But b'diavad, once they're appointed, they can stay there, and if they pass, it's a valid psak. Right? That's only lechatchila. There's still ru'uyin lahora. It's just lechatchila we don't appoint them. We wouldn't necessarily fire them for being a zaken. And if so, then you can understand Why, nah, over here we're not going to apostle, over here we're not going to apostle, over here we're not going to apostle Zuckin or Emo Bottom. That's only the Chachilo. Over here we're talking about whether B'dievet it was a Cholos Hora or not. B'dievet is still a Cholos Hora. Now we just have to explain one last thing. And so why is Zakein She Eino Banim or She Eino Roi Lebanim Puzzle? So now that it's not the same din as Sanhedrin, why is a Zakein She Eino Banim or She Eino Roi Lebanim Puzzle? So here, what does Rashi say fascinatingly? Rashi says, first of all, what Gersa does Rashi have? Rashi's unique that what Gersa does he have? Zakein She Ein Ro'i Lebanim. It's interesting. Here he says Ein Ro'i Lebanim. In the previous Rashi, the end of Dermas Ol Shalayim Mufla, he says Zakein O She'ein Lebanim. Right? If you have the Gersa, O is the original Gersa in Rashi. Maybe not. Okay, we're not exactly sure what the Gersa in Rashi is. Zakein She'ein Lebanim or Zakein O She'ein Lebanim. So let's leave that. We don't know what the Gersa is. If there is a steering Gersa, it doesn't bother me. The Gersa in Rashi, Zakein Oshein Lebanim, was whether we're Mamana him. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We're not Mamana Zakein Oshein Lebanim. Here we're talking about whether he's Roi Lo Ra. Okay, Roi Lo Ra is all Zakein Shein Roi Lebanim. So Rashi says, Bekashel of Neimain Roi Lo Ra. He's not sure what the problem is of Zakein Shein Roi Lebanim is. So we're not sure what the problem is. So, says Rashi, depends on the Gersa here. You could say She'eino Ra'oi, and says Rashi, Eino Yodea. He doesn't know why a Zakein She'eino Ra'oi Lebanim, just because he, what does Eino Ra'oi Lebanim L'chor means? He's too old to have kids, right? At a certain point, you get too old to have kids. Okay, when do you get too old to have kids? I'm not exactly sure. It's always hard to tell because you get into statistics. There's one guy who had a kid at 104. But before that's still called too old to have kids because that was one guy. Apparently Sari Imenu thought that 99 was too old to have kids. She was wrong, but Lachor, she was right with Yidur HaTeva, right? She wasn't a bad scientist. She just didn't realize that a miracle was going to happen, right? So she thought, right? She didn't just think she was too old, which I was made the obvious, factor. She said, Haluben me'ashana yivaleid. Haluben me'ashana yivaleid. Or, no, was that Avram? What's her lashon? Okay, same thing. And Avraham Avinu also says, Haluben me'ashana yivaleid. Ve'imzorah batishan shanatilei. Okay, so 99/100, right? 99 at conception, 100 at birth, is clearly a little too old. Okay, where to draw the line? I don't know. It's a fascinating question. And it doesn't have to be an objective age. It could depend on the person. Yes, so correct. What's his lashon? He quotes from Koheles. Nistabel hechagav ve'fer ha'viona. Right? Meaning when the fellow is not capable of tashmish anymore, so that's already ein roi lebanim. Okay, fair enough. Right? The fellow's not capable of tashmish, that's already ein roi lebanim. So I guess that would be each person be subjective. Okay, but why should that pass him from being the Sanhedrin? Right? So Rashi's not sure why just being too old to have kids makes you puzzle to be in the Sanhedrin. Okay, if Rashi doesn't know why, I don't know why either, and it's not because of lack of rachamim, because that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is obviously different. Rashi's not saying I don't know if it's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Saying no, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is different. That's lack of rachamim. That's only for Dina Nefashos. That's not for here. Here we're talking even for Horas Chelev, just for Horas Chelev. If it's just for Horas Chelev, what does that do with rachamim? So who cares that the fellow's too old to engage in tashmish? He's Ein Roi Lebanim. Why should that make him possible for Sanhedrin? So I don't know the answer here either. It's a bit of a mystery. I don't want to answer it. I guess you'd have to say that somehow Chazal had a hashara that if the fellow is too old for Roi Lebanim, Then he has lost some of his strength, he has lost some of his youth, and, well, we don't want youthful people in the Sanhedrin, right? Ask Rechavam what happens when you appoint the Noar to the Sanhedrin. But you want people with a certain spring in their step. You want people not just with knowledge and wisdom, because the Lachor, you don't have any less wisdom. You want people with energy to stand up and fight for things, to take initiative. And so maybe, Rashi's not sure why this is, maybe somehow someone who's just too old to be physically fully functional might be a smart fellow and know what he's talking about and have a lot of wisdom of the ages, but might not be energetic enough to stand up for truth, to fight things out, to take initiative. You know, it's still a chiddush here, because it's still a big chiddush, which my Rashi thinks is a chiddush. So the answer is, I'm not sure. I share Rashi's gut feeling.
Well, particularly if you look at, we discussed this the other day, if you look at the dinim here on Sanhedrin as a reflection of the yeshiva, of the kehillah, whatever it is, then the older one gets, usually he's more.
Yeah, certainly in that. In the modern world, in the Litvish belt nowadays,
not just
right?
Now,
who's the Gadol HaDor? The Gadol HaDor is always 80s or 90s, etc. Right? So I don't know. And maybe they're wrong. You know? Maybe no. They should make the Gadol HaDor someone in their 60s and 70s who's, still has not just wisdom but more energy. Okay? Sorry, Ion. This is, maybe it has something to do with a certain lack of energy, a certain lack of initiative. Give me a second. That's also going to be tricky. So, but Ravina Gikanal didn't have the Gersh of Eno Rolin. He had the Gersh of Lo Ra. That's very different. The other option is Lo Ra. Right? Rashi's Gersh is Eno Roy. Maybe that's why it's a little tricky for him. Why is just because Eno Roy, the Bubba, is too old to have more kids? Why does that mean he's not a font of wisdom? So maybe the answer is because you need wisdom combined with energy. You need wisdom combined with hischadshus. But Rashi's not convinced of that. Certainly the Veltz is not convinced of that. But maybe they should be. I have no idea. But the other Gersa is Rabbeinu Hananel has the Gersa of Lo Ra, and the Rambam with the Gersa of Lo Ra. This is Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam. They have Shet Lo Ra. The Rambam clearly has Shet Lo Ra in all the good yourselves in the Mishnah Torah and in the Parish of Shnais. Rabbeinu Hananel, even though Dermot Maslow says, oh, obviously it's Shelo Ra, because he says, some people say because he doesn't have Rachmanis. He says, no, that's ridiculous. If the Torah's lack of Rachmanis, that's the Sanhedrin should be talking or Lo Ra. This is obviously something different. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, big Kiddush. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, that why is he puzzled? He's a Zokin Shelo Ra Labanim? Because he's lacking the mitzvah of Puruvu. Right? If it's a Zakin who had kids, he did the mitzvah of Peruvu. Nothing with Rachmanis. He's like in Peruvu. If it's a Zakin who had kids, he did Peruvu. Right? Maybe he did the 100, maybe 17 kids. It doesn't matter. If he doesn't have kids, but he's not a Zakin, he can still do Peruvu. But if he's a Zakin, meaning from now on he's too old, and he never had kids until now, he's missing the mitzvah of Peruvu, and that passes him from being Sanhedrin. Right? He also requires Eino Roi Labanim. But that's not his gear. His gear says Lo Ra Labanim. Right, that's it. Lo Ra bought him, and he's a Zakein, so he's too old. So he says, Choser mitzvahs pru urivu. Choser mitzvahs pru urivu.
But now you can watch this. Maybe he's Choser Shliach HaKan, maybe Shliach.
So this is a very, you see the challenge here. If it's going to be lack of Rachmanos, wonderful. We know about lack of Rachmanos from Sanhedrin. But then the girsa doesn't fit. So either you have to change the girsa to a non-mainstream girsa and make it O, which we don't really have good evidence that girsa, or you have to do like Tosfos Rush. And then that doesn't mean Zakin, it really means Ein Lo Banim. And then fit it into there. And then, but why are you bringing out one case of Sanhedrin and not the other, and even in a confusing Lav Davka way, right? If you want to admit there's something different than Sanhedrin, you're struggling to find a reason. Rashi struggles to find a reason and doesn't find one, even though I suggested a direction. But it's not that Rashi could have thought in that direction, it's that he just doesn't have a good buffer for that. Right? The Rabbeinu Hananel is very strange. He didn't do Peruvu, as Morty says. And what if the guy never had a house and he never did a mak? What if he never had a house with a roof? He never had a mak, right? He always lived in the ground floor apartment. So he never did the mitzvah of mak. So I understand the guy, you could possibly say Hendrix, he always lived in a ground floor apartment. He never found a bird's nest. No, I guess in that case, you could still find a bird's nest or move into a top floor apartment, right? It's a little, what if he wasn't a Cohen and he never did Bigger's Cohen? You know, what?
Those aren't good examples.
Those aren't good examples because he shouldn't have done Bigger's Cohen.
There's no field to make a mark.
Okay. Fair enough. Correct. Okay, so here it is interesting. Right, what Abe is saying is that Morty's going to give me 100 counterexamples, and Abe is saying that none of them are any good. I was assuming you don't mean anyone who didn't do all Taryaki being Sanhedrin. The Rabbi Yehuda Nasi couldn't do all Taryaki because he couldn't do Beres Kohen, and he was in Sanhedrin. He was the Nasi Sanhedrin. Right? And we don't mean whoever didn't have a bird's nest and his head. No. We mean whoever didn't do all the mitzvos which they were required to do. You're not required to shulach hakan unless you find a bird's nest. You're not required to build a makkah unless you have a roof. You're not required to do birkas kohanim unless you're a kohen, etc., etc. What if he never did behishavas like zeila? He never stole. Okay, you're talking about a guy who never stole from being in Sanhedrin. He never did behishavas like zeila. Right? No. But everyone has to do puruvu. And this guy never did puruvu. We're not saying it's his fault. Maybe it's not his fault, right? There's such a thing as infertility, right? It's not his fault, but nonetheless, he's chaser mitzvah he should have done. That's what Abe's saying. This is really, maybe this is the most common example, or only common example, of someone who's chaser a mitzvah he should have done. Right? Because all the other mitzvahs usually, either if you're a big Talmud Chacham, you'll do them, or you're exempt from them. What are the odds is a mitzvah saying that a big tzaddik and Talmud Chacham would be chayv to and not do? Hard to imagine any such examples, except for Kuruvu, because that is Toloi Besiata Deshmaya. So that's the only case of Chasser Mitzvah.
Is this supposed to be fired?
What?
Yeah,
Ben Azai was Chasser Mitzvah, so he wouldn't have been in Sanhedrin, which is okay. He didn't have Smicha anyway, so he's okay.
Was he supposed to be fired?
What?
Is the story here, is he supposed to be fired?
Lachor, he should be fired.
He was about to be fired, and therefore, if he's still in the Sanhedrin,
yes, correct. Or if they appointed him by accident because he had protected or something. So maybe that's what you could say. What's his lashon is? Habitzir lein mi oraisa mitzvahs per yevarivya delokiyim. Okay, he's missing a mitzvah. I thought maybe another way to...
Is it like a psula gut, like Gary Manzer?
Maybe it is. No, it may be tasty. What's the mukkor? I know the mukkor is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't missing mitzvahs. So you can't be missing mitzvahs. L'chora. I thought maybe you could say, but I don't think this is where Hananel saying that. No, it's a special din of Puruvu. Puruvu isn't a regular mitzvah. Puruvu is a super mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah rabbah, the Gemara says, in many places. And if you look in the Torah in the beginning of Ezer, he says it's greater than all the other mitzvahs. So maybe, no, if he's I'm chaser a mitzvah, that's not absolut. If he's chaser Puruvu, he's chaser one of the most basic mitzvahs that Hashem commanded originally all humankind, and certainly Klal Yisrael. So maybe there's something more puzzle about him if he's missing Puruvu. I might even go further and say, you know, he's not part of the physical chain of Am Yisrael, right? Meaning, if he doesn't have kids, he's not part of the physical story of Am Yisrael, of continuation, etc. Now, in Hanami, he could be part of the spiritual story of Am Yisrael, right? Anyone went to Mincha yesterday, right? Heard that in the Haftorah, right? Go Hashem Masarisim, Venasati Lahem, Visi Lahumasai, Yad Vashem told me, Banim Banos. All right, Shem Allah Ten Lo, Ashelo, Asheli Kares. So, it's, you know, you could have gone a different direction. Someone who doesn't have kids, who's missing Puruvu, is missing out on a basic part of being part of the Jewish people. But, I don't think that's what Rabbeinu Hananel means, and I'm not even sure it's correct, because after all, Yeshaya said yesterday afternoon, that you could be part of the chain of Torah, and that would be greater than Banu Banos. So maybe we'll stick with what he did say. He said you're missing one mitzvah. Oh, a lot of people are missing mitzvah? No. No one else. I'm not talking about Rishonim. Obviously, there are some walking around the street who are missing a lot of mitzvahs. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who's missing a mitzvah he should have done. And he never did, and he's never going to do it. Maybe Puruvu is the only example. That happens to be the example of missing a mitzvah. And if you're missing a mitzvah, that's a mum. Right? You know, again, it's not his fault. But you know what? Say that he's missing an arm. He's also not in the Sanhedrin. Right? You have to be minuk and mimum, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin. It's not your fault, but you can't have him. He can't be a bal mum. He's a spiritual bal mum if he's missing a mitzvah. We all know, pipnimius, it's actually like corresponds to a limb, etc.
But it doesn't say stress, because stress would be an onus.
Because what?
Stress would be an onus. This someone could have done it. He didn't. He's lucky and he's no longer going to do it.
Yeah, but Lam Davka, who says he didn't try? You make it okinta. You're making a kid. The F sure, and I'm saying I'm not convinced. F sure, I'm not convinced. Okay, so chaser mitzvah for Ravu, and I think Abe's right. He means chaser any mitzvah, but this is the only one that you can have a good case of.
Then according to that, you shouldn't appoint anybody to Sanhedrin who's not fulfilled the mitzvah to report.
No, because then that's not a mom. They still have time.
No, so
No. I'm not talking about that Gemara. We're saying that's only dinin nefashos, right? Because for a mesis, you can. For a mesis, you can. It's not a mum. For a mesis, you can. Okay. The Rambam here, however, says something a little different. The Rambam is going to be the least, you know, I think is going to be just the technical explanation. Says the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos very clearly. He says, the Gersa is zokin shelo ra'abonim. Eino kasha law the dine nefashos, and the problem is dine nefashos lefishu kasha halei ve'eino meracham al bnei adam because he has no rachamim. Sheshe'enu de avos hayiladim zotin she'en lo banim has a lack of rachmanis. Ah, the Rambam himself passed the note of Sanhedrin like the Gemara Sanhedrin. Then zotin or ein lo banim doesn't have rachmanis. So lechor, what you have to say is it's a quantitative issue. Lechatchila, a zaken doesn't have enough rachmanus, or an eino banim doesn't have enough rachmanus. Maybe b'di'eved, only a zaken ve'eino banim doesn't have enough rachmanus. That b'di'eved is pasul l'hora'a, and therefore snar sugi b'di'eved. They're already moreh. I think that's what you have to say for the Rambam. That is just a quantitative difference. So says the Rambam. He says eino merachim, and you have to say that. It's a higher level of eino merachim. Oh, it's a flat-out stira. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin says, zokin or eino banim not merachim. Here it says, zokin she'en lo banim not merachim. You have to say there's two levels, and that's why I think it makes sense to say lechachila b'di'evet. There's a lechachila level and a b'di'evet level. And the b'di'evet level is only if you're a tarki l'reisa. Okay, what we've seen then is this fascinating discussion of old age. Right, the zakin we're talking about here, what's the case of the zakin here, right? So it could be it's the same as Sanhedrin, it's just a lack of rachmanis, either because they forgot little kids. Yesh mazemashu, I think. You know, when you forget what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and change diapers, and then, okay, maybe in those days they didn't wake up in the middle of the night and change diapers, but still, whatever it is they did in those days. You know, if you forget what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night, at a certain point you forgot about waking up in the middle of the night and changing diapers. So you don't have the same super high level of rachmanis that we need. For, again, there are certain bleeding heart liberal parts of Judaism, mostly only in Besed, right? The rest of Judaism, we're not always bleeding heart liberals. No, we don't say everyone should just do whatever makes them feel good all day long. But in Besed, we're bleeding heart liberals, and therefore, you don't have enough rachmanis, so you could say it's zaken or elobanim. You could say it's ein elobanim, zaken is ladavka, or zaken is 36, and then you have an interesting psychological insight that imagined future banim give you rachmanis. Until you're old enough that you think you might not get married anymore, or not have kids anymore. Or you could say, no, this is a different din. That din is only for dinin flushos. This is even a psul for hora. Or that din is only chachila. This is only b'di'evit. What's this different din? The different din could be just a higher level of lack of rachmanis, the Rambam. Or ben chanal missing a mitzvah. It's a mum to be missing a mitzvah, which is very fascinating. Luckily, the only example we can have a good example of for a righteous person is Puruvu, again, that's your fault you're missing the mitzvah. It's never the Baal Mum's fault. It might anyway not be, but it's usually not the Baal Mum's fault, but it's still a mum. Or, say, Rashi, no, it has to do with being old and losing the koach gavra. And somehow, when you lose the energy, that's a psul in Sanhedrin, which Rashi's not sure where that comes from, but it's a fascinating idea that perhaps to be in the Sanhedrin, it's not enough to have wisdom and knowledge, you also need energy, and you need a combination of wisdom and energy in order to really do your job.
Vitality.
What?
Vitality,
that's the word I was looking for, vitality, thank you. You should have said that 20 minutes ago. Vitality, good word.
Okay. Baal Mum can be in the Sanhedrin.
No, Baal Mum can't be in Sanhedrin. It doesn't say here, but it says it in Maseches Sanhedrin. Right? It says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Kishem Shebezdei Menukim Betzedek. Oh, actually, I admit that it's not, you could perhaps get out of it in the Gemara, mumamish, but nonetheless, if you look in the Rambam, and did I open the Hilchos Sanhedrin? If you look, I admit, you could get out of it in the Gemara, mumamish, but if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and I think that's the Pashup shot, says the Rambam, Kshem Shebezim Nukim, Tzedek, Hach, Trichim, Lios, Menukim, we call Mume HaGuf. No, someone has a Mum HaGuf cannot be in the Sanhedrin. So that's at the very least how we paskin. Yeah, they still have to be lechachila bali seva. Again, don't imagine when we're discriminating against the Zakenim, we mean they all have to be 30. They have to be bali seva, just not as the Rambam's lashon is zaken muflag. Okay, Mike.
There's a little subtle point in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, because he says eino kasher v'dein parashas. He says it on the Mishnah in Horus.
David.
So he said that somebody who's not kosher v'dein parashas can't be a chaver sanhedrin.
Yes.
The problem with Mesit.
The answer is that a Mesit would have to be tried by a Beis Din of Chof Gimel or by a special herkev. He can still be a member of Beis Din of Chof Gimel, I think the Rambam would admit. Just the Beis Din of Ayin Aleph has to be able to judge everything. Okay. Continuing, Gemara says to Gemara, Nemar Sham Eidim Nemal Ha'akan Eidan Shukulim Uyid Lahu Raha. Right, how do we know they can't be possible? Like Zucking, which we had a lot of trouble figuring out why he was possible. And Ger, Mamzer, and a sin, which is obvious why he's possible, but we're about to say. It's learned from Eida Eida, learned from Eida Eida, just like in the Bethlehem of Chav Gimel, they can't have a Psul Yichus. Likewise, here they can't have a Psul Yichus. But how do we know the Bethlehem of Chav Gimel can't have a Psul Yichus? So the answer is, the Amr of Chis, the Amr of Chavis, Yafu Shav Imach, Imach V'dom Allah, since Hashem in Parash Baloska points to Sanhedrin and says, Imach to Moshe, Imach means similar to you. The Gemara says, no, Lav Davka. Ve'ema imach l'shchina. Maybe imach just means l'shchina. Here, there's a machlokas what it means. Ve'ema imach l'shchina. Rashi has two deos, and there are other deos in the other. Rashi imach could mean, Rashi says, could mean this. The one way suggesting the word imach doesn't mean like you. The word imach means physically proximate to you, next to you. Why next to you? Either next to you, says Rashi in his first shot, not to go lefnai or lefnim, because Hashem said, bring them close to me. You might have thought they were inside the Olmoy. No, just next to Moshe. Or like Tosfos Rosh says, next to Moshe, because how did they get Ruach HaKodesh? How did they get Ruach HaKodesh? They got the Ruach HaKodesh and overflow from Moshe. So they have to be next to Moshe to catch his Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. So first of all, I don't think it means closer to Moshe. It means just closer than Moshe standing right now. Meaning, maybe you have part of the initiation, right? You have to go all the way inside and it is Chaver Hashemesh. Moshe's been in there already. So not crazy. Part of the initiation, right? Especially since the Pasuk says that Esfali, right? Lakachto some alo moed. So you might have thought, it was Esfali alo moed. Bring them for an into the Ol Moed for an initiation rite. Not crazy at all. So it says, no, it just means stand next to you. Or Tos Rashi says, means stand next to you. Either stand next to you, don't go inside, or stand next to you and cut the Ruach HaKodesh. Or Rashi's second shot, it does mean similar to you. But maybe only they had to be similar to you because they were getting Ruach HaKodesh. So they have to be tzaddikim. But that doesn't prove that to be in the Sanhedrin, you have to have good yichas. So the Gemara says, "Elor nachmeiz v'makrov v'nasu itcha," or "v'nasu itach itcha v'domen lach." Okay, itcha does not mean shechina. Either it's not written in the concept of shechina, or since it says imcha and itcha, so the shechina covers itcha for something else. Here it's a machlok: is which v'nasu itcha is it? It could be in Parshas Yisro, "v'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itach," right? In which case, it's clearly not talking about the Shechina, it's just talking about a Beis Din. Or it could be in Ba'alovska, V'nasu itcha v'masa ha'am, but that's not for Shechina. Either it's not for Shechina because itcha doesn't mean physically proximate, or go to the other Pshat of Rashi, it's not for Shechina because Shechina is already covered by Imach, so it's an extra word for something else. Okay, V'nasu itcha. So either way, it teaches you a member of Beis Din has to have good yichas like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's just one technical kasha here. Does anyone have a technical problem reading the Gemara? How do we know that in our sugya, in our mishnah, how do we know Beis Din HaGadol has to have good yichus? Eda from Beis Din of Chaf Gimel. How do we know the Beis Din of Chaf Gimel has to have good yichus? From Itcha. So what might you ask? What? Or even... Okay, the Gemara deals with that in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. Just skip the middle, man. Just learn from Itcha that the Beis Din HaGadol has to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Think about it. If Menasu Itcha Masam is Baaloska Beis Din HaGadol, then here we know Beis Din HaGadol has to have yichus like Moshe Rabbeinu. And if Menasu Itach means a Beis Din Chaf Gimel, then even so, isn't it obvious that Beis Din has to be like Moshe Rabbeinu if Beis Din Chaf Gimel has to? So here, it's a little unclear, just, we won't put it on the board, but the why do we need Eda? If Itcha teaches us that every Beis Din, without Eda, every Beis Din has to have Yichus like Moshe Rabbeinu. So why do we need Eda? So here we have Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, he asked this kashi, he said, just learn from Itcha that the Beis Din of Gadol has to have good Yichus like Moshe Rabbeinu. And he answers, no. He says, you might have thought that Beis Din of Gadol only needs Yichus for Dinei Nefashos. You might have thought you only need yichus for dinei nefashos. And therefore, whenever you just dinei nefashos, you need yichus. But from itcha, you might have thought only dinei nefashos. How do we know even for hora, for paskening iser v'heter, like chilev, you need yichus? So there, that's what we learn from Eda, from the tzilu ha'eda v'shavto Eda, from which is dinei nefashos. Two, it v'nelem dog me'ene ha'eda. From here we see that even when Bezen HaGadol paskens iser v'heter, they still need to have yichus. Because if it's just Itcha, you would have thought that was only Dinei Nefashos. Rashi's also bothered by this question, gives a different answer. Right? It's a bothersome question. What do you need Eda if we already know that Beis Din needs Yichus? If you look at Rashi, he doesn't answer the question, he just answers it. The Rashi going from the first column to the second column. Amar of Chista Gamar Moshe. The Moshe Oki Sanhedrin, that we kulam ru'in lo hara, the chsev is yathu shami mach, imach bedom alach, to the heve kulam ru'in lo hara, hachanami, ba'in the Sanhedrin, the amaleva ru'in lo hara, the holam of sinu, the eda murakan kulam ru'in lo hara. Once we know from eda eda that they're all ru'in lo hara, shamina mina nami, the hainu Sanhedrin gedola. We know from here that the parshas, parhelam dover, is talking about the Sanhedrin gedola. Says Rashi, we didn't actually know that this whole parsha of the Chumash was talking about the Sanhedrin until Eda Eda. It's not that we knew it was the Sanhedrin, but we had to be mechadish that they need all Ru'in Lohara, that they need Yichus. We didn't even know it was Sanhedrin. Maybe it meant the political leadership. Maybe it meant the cabinet members. Maybe it meant, you know, the king misleads people. Maybe it meant just the pundits. How do we know? Maybe met Wikipedia? How do we know that it's talking about what Sanhedrin Gedola Paskins wrong? Or maybe it just that means rabbis. How do you know mean Sanhedrin Gedola? From Eda Eda, since Eda Eda teaches us they need to be Ru'uy and Lahora, have the right status, therefore we see the Sanhedrin Gedola. Okay, so we have two different shatim here, what we knew, what we didn't know here. Again, the kasha is, why do we Eda Eda if every Beis Din has to be Ru'uy and Lahora without Eda Eda? Says Rashi, we know every Beis Din has to be Ru'in Lo Ra. We didn't know that this was a Beis Din yet. We didn't know this parsha with parallel doubles referring to a Beis Din until Eda Eda. It teaches us Ru'in Lo Ra. Through that, it teaches us Beis Din. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, that's ridiculous. We always knew it was talking about Beis Din. What do you need Eda Eda? We thought you only needed to have Ru'in Lo Ra for Dinei Nefashos. We didn't know that for Isser V'Heter you needed to be Kosher L'Dayonis. So come on, Shalom, even for Isser V'Heter. Okay, going on in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Horu Beis Din Shogin. But also called Shogin and Vampire, the classic parallel double receiver, Beis Din makes a mistake for Shogig, and everyone follows the Shogig. Mizidim also Shogin. What if Beis Din ben Mazid said the wrong thing? And the people follow them Bish Shogig. Mavian Kispusira, then if the Beis Din ben Mazid says the wrong thing, there's no parallel double receiver. It's only Vinelam Dubmani call if they make a mistake. The imkaladasko yishlu, if they have a shogeg. If Beis Din is bemazed, then there's no parallel medover, and everyone who followed them a shogeg then has to bring their own carbon. Shogin v'asum mezidin arayelu p'torim. What if Beis Din passes a shogeg the wrong thing, but everyone follows them bemazed? Somehow everyone knows Beis Din is wrong. And they follow them bemazed anyway, because it's convenient for them to eat this chaylov and it's delicious. Then everyone's Peturi. There's no Parvelim Dover because the people did it b'mezid. And there's no Korban Yachid, because since the people did it b'mezid, you can't bring a Korban if you did an Aveir b'mezid.
If Bezin was mezid and they were Shogigin, why isn't there a Dina of the Zikin here? Maybe they have to bring it, but Bezin should have to pay for it.
Meaning, why does the Bezin have to pay them back for paskening wrong b'mezid? The Grumma, because it's only a Grumma. They were only, when you're Grumma, you're Potter ben Azikin. It's an interesting question. But isn't Grumma Chai B'di Shamayim? Maybe it's a Garmi. Okay, sir, you have a good question. Can they sue Bezin and Gadol for making them all have to spend money in a car? Fascinating question. I'm not sure. Unless you just say Grumma.
He said that if Rov Kahal, one of the answers we had in the previous shiur is that if Rov Kahal does something, then really you don't have to be choishesh that. Isn't that against the
Mezidin? Aha. So, meaning, what would the stipler say about that? It could be that, I'm not sure, it could be that what the stipler might say is that Enachanami, from 51% and on, they're putter. It's only the first 51% to have to bring their own korbanos. Could be that's what he would say. The Gemara wants to make a deal. Shogin ba'as Mezidin, Arielu Peturin, Hashogi Dumi Demezid Chayev. If the people do Mezid, they're putter, which means anything less than Mezid, they're Chayev. What's an example that's not a classic shogeg but less than meizid? Ve'echidami shahor beizin shechila motav nischalev lo b'shuman va'achlo. Right? From daf beiz. What does this prove? Meaning, if the people did it but meizid not to listen to beizdin, then they're potter. What's the diuk? The diuk is, if they semi-listen to beizdin, if they listen to beizdin shogeg, chai. If they didn't listen to beizdin, they're meizid potter. If they semi-listen to beizdin, then the diuk is that they are chayiv. What's semi-listening to beizdin? I was following Bez and the Chil was Mutter, but it also got mixed up with Shuman, so I didn't do it totally because I was listening to Bez and also because of my own Indian. Ve'echidami shahor Bez and Chil Mutter v'schal lo b'shum v'achlo lema tev shahad bar yorachama. This is an answer by Yorachama. There's actually Machlokas Rishonim, which way this is supposed to answer Rami Bar Chama, technically. If you compare Rashi here and the Tosus Rush, Rashi says the diak is chayiv, each yachid is chayiv, and it's proposed the yachid is chayiv. The Tosus Rush says no, chayiv the diak is that if 51% of people do it, Bezin brings a par, and if Bezin brings a par for 51% of the people, then if only one person did it, he'd be potter because it's considered a chait of the tzibur where would potter the yachid. So they. Opposite sides of Rami Bar Chama. Either the diuk is the yachid should be chayav, or the diuk is the bezdin should be chayav, and then if you hold the yachid shasabar, it's bezdin potter, the yachid potter. In any case, the Gemara is not a good diuk, right? I'm going to come back to this soon, next time, but no, Amar Lach, Mishum, the Tonar Reishim, Mezidim, Asr Shogin, Tonar Sefer, Shogin, Asr Mezidim. Nah, Kobi, Shogin, Asr Mezidim, Islav Dachka. They should have even said, Shogin, Vasu, Shogin, Kurv, the Mezid. Shogin, Dumi, the Mezid. But because the ratio is Mezid, Asr Shogin, to be parallel, the Sefer said, Shogin v'as mazidin, and didn't want to even die more than that. Says the Mishnah, Horu bezdin v'asu kol kol ruben al pi and levian par. Bezdin paskin and most or all of the kol follow them. They bring a par. Uvavodus kochavim. And what if it's avodah zara? We know that's a separate parsha. Parsha shlachmi and par v'sayer a par of an ola and a sar v'chatos. That's according to our mayor. According to our mayor, there is one. Who brings the one? It's very clear from the Gemara who brings the one. According to our mayor, bezdin. Right? I think Rashi says this, in par first Rashi bezdin v'lo tzibur, and it's clear from the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yud Bei Shvatim mean Yud Bei Par. Nope, the 12 Shvatim bring. Bezdin doesn't bring. Instead, the 12 Shvatim brings, the tzibur brings. Uvavros Chavim v'in Yud Bei Parim, Ushneim Asar Se'irim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yud Gimel Parim. Nope, 13. Uvavros Chavim, Shlosh Asar Parim, Yud Gimel Se'irim. Par v'sar l'chal Shevet Shevet, par v'sar l'bezdin. Shimon combines Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Bezdin has to bring one, and the tzibur has to bring 12. And you do both. Haru bezdin v'asu zayin shvatim o ruban. I'm going to skip the word o ruban for now. But seven shvatim or most. Well, let's take one shot in o ruban. Either all of seven shvatim, or at least most of each shevet out of seven shvatim, right? Most of Ruben, most of Shimon, most of Gad, most of Asher, most of Zvulun, most of Naphtali, and most of Binyamin. Seven, most of seven shvatim did it. Al pihen mevi'in par uvavos chavim mevi'in par v'sar to Remeir. Remeir says this is most of the Jews, 7/12, therefore bezdin brings. Or Yehuda or zayin shvatim shvatim mevi'in zayin par v'shar shvatim lo chavim mevi'in aleidehem says no, the seven shvatim that sin bring, and the other shvatim also bring to join them, because of them. par sha'avel shlochad v'yel yechotim, even those who didn't sin also have to bring. So it's 12. Rav Shimon Amar ches parum v'avos chorim ches parum, meaning for Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda it's the same. 12 shots are the same as 7. Rav Meir 1 either way, and Rav Yehuda 12 either way. For Rav Shimon it's different. Only the Shvatim sin did it, plus Bezdin did it, plus Bezdin brings.
What do you mean the way
the
Shvatim
didn't
say that?
No, he says Parvashol Bezdin.
More Bezdin, no?
Let's take the simple shot. Haru Bezdin shall echem in a Shvatim also shave people. What if the Bezdin of only one shave, the local Bezdin, district court of one shave it? Paskin and that shavit follow them. Also shavit Rechayv Sharkel Shvat Purim de Rehuda. Then it's a local thing. That shavit brings a par, and it's not anyone else's problem because it was their local bezin according to Rehuda. Chamram in Chayim El Oros bezin Agadol Levad. Chum says Patel Gamri. There's no parsha. The parsha only applies to the bezin Agadol, not to a local district court. Shnemer Avim Kol Adas Yol Yishkuv Lo Adas also shavit. The Eidah is generally taken to refer not to the congregation literally, but to the Sanhedrin. Only if the Adas Yisrael, the bezin of all Yisrael, not if the bezin of that shavit. But Yehuda will say back in the Gemara that there's a special revoy for the Bezdin of one Shevet. Okay, what seems to be the Machlokas here? We'll have to come back to this, but the Rishalmi here says, seems to say very nicely, says, well, who's Chayev here? Reb Meir says the Bezdin is Chayev. They're the ones who Paskin wrong. Reb Yehuda says the people are Chayev, because they're the ones who did the Avera. And Reb Shimon says they're both Chayev. After all, Bezdin and Paskin were wrong, the people doing did the Avera, so they're both Chayev. They even say it would be enough Gemina in terms of Smicha, says the Rishalmi, right? Who would do Smicha, right? The Bailim has to do Smicha. According to our mayor, Bezdin does Smicha. It says Ziknei Ha'ida. Who are the Ziknei? According to our mayor, means the Bezdin. Bezdin does Smicha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, three leaders of each Sheva do Smicha, with the Bezdin, Rosh Bezdin supervising them, the Sheish Shvatim do Smicha. And according to Rav Shimon, then on the 12 parim, each one, the zakin of each shevet do it, and on the one for Bezdin, the people from Bezdin do it. Very clear, the question is, who is ultimately responsible here? Everyone's a little responsible for everything, but who is ultimately responsible? Okay, we'll have to pick up Amir Tzashem on Thursday and see the Shita of the Rama. Somehow I never get as far as I think I will.